translation by Srila Prabhupada, with a purport. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Distribute this Krishna consciousness. This is Lord Chaitanya speaking. Distribute this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Let the people eat these fruits and ultimately become free from old age and death. Purport. This Krishna the Krishna consciousness movement introduced by Lord Chaitanya is extremely important, because one who takes to it becomes eternal, being freed from birth, death, old age and disease. People do not recognize that the real distress in life are the four principles of birth, death, old age and disease. They are so foolish that they resign themselves to these four miseries, not knowing the transcendental remedy of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become free from all miseries. But because they are enchanted by the illusory energy, people do not take this movement seriously. Therefore, those who are actually servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must seriously distribute this movement all over the world to render the greatest benefit to human society. Of course, animals and other lower species are not capable of understanding this movement, but if even a small number of living beings takes it seriously by their chanting loudly, all living entities, including even trees, animals and other lower species, will be benefited. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from Haridas Thakur how he was to benefit the living entities other than humans, Sri Haridas Thakur replied that the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is so potent that if it is chanted loudly, everyone will benefit, including the lower species of life. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham karoti vachalam pangalam gayati girim, yat kripa tamaham vande shi guru dinatarinam. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshur Mulitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Datati Swapadandikam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Vanchakalpadrubhyascha kripasindubhyai vacha pritanam pavanebhyo vashnavibhyo namo nama. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimati Tamala Krishna Goswamini Tinamini. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanda Swamini Tinamini. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Vricharini Nirvishesha Shunavadi Pashkada Disatarini. Atta eva sabafala deha yaritari kaya ahuk loka ajara mare. Distribute this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Let the people eat these fruits and ultimately become free from old age and death. In this particular section of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, there are a series of mandates emphasized by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the importance of this distribution. (Clears throat) In the spiritual world, we read about the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Krishna is actually the God there, is the recipient for worship, for all the gift, recipient of love. In other words, he is in a receiving mood. Yajna Purusha, there is a verse, Vasudeva Param Jnanam, Vasudeva Param Yoga, Vasudeva Param Tapa, Vasudeva Param Gati. That's the one. Everything is done for the pleasure of Vasudeva. All the gift, all the yajna, all the tapasya, all the bhakti. And so he's the Purusha, the enjoyer. And he's absorbing the love of his devotees in that way. But there is something higher than that. That Sri Krishna, Bhagavan, he wanted to experience the other type, the other side of the mood. Spiritual world is the mood of receiving. So he wants to experience the mood of giving. So what does he do? He enters into the mood of Srimati Radharani, who is always in a giving mood. There is a say that Srimati Radharani is the greatest donor. She's always giving, either giving mercy, giving compassion, or giving service, giving. She's the embodiment of the reservoir of treasure that even Krishna cannot see the depth of it. The mood of Srimati Radharani on giving, it's greater than the mood of Krishna on giving. So therefore, he wants to intensify, you know, this feeling, and he wants to understand this phenomena. And he comes as a Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a humble soul, humble jiva, like a servant. He comes as a devotee, as a regular jiva, even though he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he wants experience this mood of giving. And the happiness that he experiences overwhelms Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It confuses God. That's why a devotee, the worshipper is always greater than the worshipped. In relatively, the feeling of the worshipper, this is in the Gopala Champu. One who performs puja, one who is puja means, you know, giving love, giving items of love, and one who performs puja, it's greater than the object of the puja, and that's the power of giving. God, he becomes subordinate to his devotee because his devotee is flooding him with service and love. And therefore, he has no alternative than becoming Bhatya Vatsala, the servant of his devotee. That's why the title of Krishna, one of his titles, greatest title, is that he becomes the servant of his devotee. And it doesn't pretend. It is not a pretension. It doesn't pretend, you know, to, okay, just because you are making me happy by serving me, therefore I will do something for you. No, it's not like that. He he becomes actually subordinate genuinely. He becomes subdued. When Brahmana Sudama, his brother to Krishna, a very poor man, he brought Krishna a few broken chips of rice, and he was hiding it. But Lord Krishna, he could see that someone is bringing me something. Yeah, this is a gift of love, and he was so moved by it. He was so subdued by that gift that he snatched it off from the hands of Sudama. Because Sudama was so embarrassed. He had it behind his back. He was, you know, here is the king of Dwaraka, the supreme personality of Godhead, and who am I, you know, to bring him a few chips of rice. It's a very embarrassing situation. But Krishna could understand the love of his bhakta, so he wanted it. That's how you express love, true gift. You give something to someone. Love is not a sentiment. It's from devotionus, from Latin world, or a Latin word. Love is it's from devotionis, it's from devotion, and it's duty mixed with action. Actionus, azione, action. Devo, dovere. Dovere means duty in Latin. So you express love with service, but with a gift, you don't have anything, you can give a smile to someone. So you are expressing action. Love is not just something that you feel and you keep inside. You can detect love that someone has for you by the gift that person releases towards you. It could be a nice glance on you, or a smile, or it could be a gift, or it could be a pat on the shoulder, or it could be some kind words. So Krishna became so subdued by Brahmana Sudama that he washed his feet. He immediately became his servant. Krishna became the servant of his devotee. Bali Maharaj, he expressed his love for Vamana. He gave everything. Even though he was tricked, he put aside, you know, his disappointment, his anger, but he understood here is the reservoir of all the pleasure, the honor of all the planets. Why should I hold on what already belongs to him? Intelligent. So he gave not just the planets. Then the Lord said, you know, I still have one more step. Where will I put it? And he said, put it on my head. I give you my life. When he did that, that's Atmanivedana. It's a gift, the greatest gift that we can give to Krishna, surrendering our lives. So what happened next? Did Vamanadeva say, thank you, and now finally you have understood that everything is mine, and that's it? No. He was so moved internally that immediately Vamana, he said, not only you haven't lost anything, not only you will gain everything back, but you will gain a position even greater than Indra. This is the Upendra, the younger brother of Indra speaking. You could see that he favored more his devotee than a demigod who was his own brother. Usually we're very partial when it comes to family affair. We have to protect the family interest. But God is not like that. He's not mundane the way we are used to think. So he, what did he do? He said, not only you will get everything back, you will get a position bigger than Indra, Indra Savarni. In the next Manvantara, Bali Maharaj will gain the position of Indra Savarni, but many, many heavenly planets. And not only that, I will give you a planet also where you can be a king. And you will have, it's a spiritual planet, Sutala. And not only that, what else? I become your servant. I'll become your sevaka. I become your gatekeeper. So you could see that Krishna reward his devotee for a little gift. Even if our lives, it doesn't worth much. Even if we are dispensable, we have nothing much of value. But if we offer it to Krishna, he will make it of a great value. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came with that mood of giving. And he experienced so much ecstasy. And what he gave actually not a planet like Vamana gave to Bali Maharaj, not the wealth that Krishna gave to Sudama, but actually, Lord Chaitanya gave the greatest gift, which is Krishna prema, you know, the love for him, love for God, love for Krishna. And we have no idea of how precious it is because, well, I can say I have no idea because I don't have I haven't tasted this phenomena in full. We may have some glimpse of some affection for Krishna, some ashakti, some of us, or some faith. Some young devotees, they have some faith, and some they have a little bit of determination. But then it becomes, if you carry on the process, becomes thicker and thicker, and then it becomes attachment. Then it becomes a ruchi, some taste, some attachment. Then you can get some glimpse of bhava. And Krishna prema, the prema is it's very rare thing to achieve. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving it very easily and to anyone and everyone without any discrimination. There's about 70, 80 verses here. It's all about this gift. How much Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he identified himself as the gardener, as the tree. He was tasting the fruits, the love of Godhead, and he became a tree. He manifested those fruits, and he wanted to nourish those fruits. He wanted to take care of these fruits, and he wanted to pick them up as well, and he wanted to distribute them. But then he said, I only have two hands. I need help. Out of compassion for the conditioned souls, he just wanted to give the greatest gift that many other incarnations they haven't been able to give. This is the nature of the soul, to give. Whereas the nature of the mind is to take. That is why Aradhanam Param Sevak, forgot. Anyway, the worship, Aradhanam Param, it's higher. The worship to the Lord is higher than the worshipped. Because when you give, the action of giving is always superior to the action of taking. When you are in taking mood, is considered to be, it's you receive or you take because you are a poor man, because you need it. Who is rich? Someone who gives or someone who takes? Someone who gives is rich. He gives because he's got something that the one who receives he doesn't have. So therefore, if you're a rich man, is in na sarchati, na kankshati, is in a hankering mood. I want. More than what he's got already. And then on the other hand, you have a poor man that is atmarama jamunayo, fully satisfied. So who is a rich man of the two? Please tell me. Who is a rich of the two? Someone who is in hungry mood or someone who is already satisfied? Someone who is satisfied. It's obvious. So, because the nature of the mind, the nature of the of material nature, it's duspareina nalina cha, Krishna says in the Gita, that no matter how much you receive, how much sense gratification, how much enjoyment you're trying to put in your mind, the mind is never satisfied. Duspareina nalina cha. So it is what does it say in the Manu Samhita? The human skull, it's like a bucket with how many? 2, 4, 5, 7. 7 hole. You could see the human skull, the head of a human being has a 7 holes. That's the old city of the body, according to the description of King Puranjan, has 9 holes. But you could see that human skull, that's where the hankering, the greed, the wanting is from. But no matter how much you put in it, it will leak. It will never become full. That's why greed, you know, has no estimation. There are people, they've got so much, but they still want more. Why? It's something that you cannot understand. There are wealthy people, but still they work very hard, like donkeys. And they have, when they speak, I can see sometimes, you know, they have got foam, you know, in the corner of their mouth. They're still struggling to get some more. And tirelessly, you know, they're trying to achieve more and more and more. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Kija, Sitaram Lakshmana Hanuman Kija, Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Kija. It's very interesting phenomena that more you have, more you want. And that's why we are not peaceful. But someone who understands what the Gita says, that everything belongs to the proprietor, all the planets, Sarva, what is it? Sarva Loka Maheshwara. Which one? Bhaktaram Tapasa Yagam, Sarva Loka Maheshwara. If someone understands, very simple thing, that Krishna is the proprietor of all the planets. And then that's when we achieve the peace of mind. Isn't that at the last line of that verse? What does it say? Shanti Vichade, that's the one. This is the secret formula how to achieve peace of mind, how to achieve contentness in our heart. To understand that nothing belongs to us. But still, by understanding that, we shouldn't feel discouraged that, you know, then I've got nothing. I'm a poor man. No. Because Krishna, he wants us to realize and make us aware that we have special tools that not only we can achieve all those planets, but we can also conquer him as well. Satchitananda Vigraha, the soul is wealthy with knowledge, with bliss, and is eternal. And there is something that the soul has that which is a beautiful phenomena, a beautiful encouragement that is the natural love towards God. Because that love is what controls him. And that love is what makes us wealthy. That love is what helps us to achieve what we want. So it's not that Vibhu, Anu, Krishna is the greatest, we are the smallest, he's the wealthiest, we are the poorest. It's Krishna, he likes to share, but we only have to come to an understanding that everything belongs to him and we serve him with love and devotion, and then you will, just like if you're the father, he trusts his son to carry on the legacy of the business, then he entrusted him, you know, I'm going to get old, I will pass away at some point, so I want my son to carry on the business. So Krishna is like that. Lord Chaitanya came, he left his mandate, but then he went away, but he left to his children the legacy. Now you are the owner of these fruits. You give them out. That's why he says here. And he's inviting all of us to please pick up those fruits and distribute. What are those fruits? Fruits are the signs of Krishna consciousness, which is quite amazing in the translation here. Lord Chaitanya, I mean, he's talking about movement. He says, distribute this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. It appears to be like a modern terminology, this, but it was spoken 500 years ago by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He saw it as a movement. And what gift, it's actually, what is it? It's the holy name of the Lord. Very simple thing. Just by chanting these names, one can fulfill the purpose of his life. And what to speak about distributing literature, books, because everything is in there. The holy name, philosophy, the Lord, the way how to combat these four-age sufferings, old age, disease, birth and death, which is described in the purport, yeah, is the only way. Sometimes people, my line on Sankirtan has always been this. It actually, you could see, this is a proof. It's a Prabhupada mantra. It's not my mantra. And that's why it's so authentic that made me, it made me lasting all these years in book distribution, because I use Prabhupada's mantra. I read it in The Servant of the Servant about 20 years ago, and then I've been using it, and it works. It was a conversation between Satsarup Maharaj, he was in charge of the Gurukul in Dallas, and Srila Prabhupada. And he was asking Srila Prabhupada, what is the purpose of this Gurukul? And Prabhupada said, is to save these children from the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. Gurukul is for this purpose. And then he said, it's exactly the same purpose of book distribution. We do book distribution, we emphasize these books to save the society from the four major sufferings like old age, disease, birth and death. Now when I go out and give out the books, I ask for a donation from people on the basis on this line. I say, you know, we distribute printing these books in order to help the society from the four major sufferings like old age, disease, birth and death. And everyone is giving a little donation. Of course, people, you could say that they will translate this in a philanthropic activity, because the word old age, usually people, they are always in an illusion. When you try to stop them and give them a book, they don't even pay attention on what you are saying, isn't it? The book distributor can testify that sometimes you give a book, you just a few mumbling words. They wouldn't even understand you, but they give you a donation because they're attracted to you. And sometimes they just have a glimpse of the mantra that you say, oh, some he's helping some old age, disease, and birth, death, you know, so that's a good cause. So they think you're doing something materially for people. That's why the word here is interesting. I was reading it when translation. I couldn't even pronounce it properly. Ahuk. Ahuk. Let them become. It means, you know, it's like almost like synonymous with hook. Let them become hooked up. Prabhupada says, by hook and by crook. Isn't it? By hook or by crook, you know, just give out those books. Let them become hooked up. That's what it means. Let them become a hook. It's interesting. This should be one of the hooks for Sankirtan preaching. And in this way, then people become free from old age, disease, birth, and death. They become hooked up by this gift, you know. Let them chant, let them take some prasad, give them a book, give them a smile. They don't take anything, no problem, don't get discouraged. Sankirtana doesn't mean just that you're successful only when the book is gone out, you take the money and that's it. No. I've realized over the years that just by me going out and standing there with a bag on my shoulder and looking at someone and smiling, and people, they smile you by, that's Sankirtan. They'll see you with a book in your hand. They haven't touched the book, but they had a glance of the picture of Krishna. That's a Sankirtan. That means then you try to approach them, to give them something, and they refuse it. That is not a failure. Because you give them, you say, no problem, have a good day anyway. So they go home, an impression is on their heart. It wakes them up, you know, the darshan of the book, the darshan of the devotee. All these things, all these items, they're all spiritual. Don't undermine them. It's not that the book is good and we are bad. When we go out with the message and the books, everything is one spiritual paraphernalia, including the devotee. You are an ambassador. That's why you could say, in one sense, if someone is waiting for a check to come in the post, so it's not that he becomes happy just by seeing the envelope, but he also becomes happy when he sees the postman. Oh, the check is arrived. So the idea is this, that the people, when they see the ambassador of God, oh, you know, they, in a subconscious way, they feel happy. I mean, something special is arrived just by seeing the devotee. Because devotees, it's non-different from the book. Person Bhagavat, the book Bhagavat. Sometimes we think in a neophyte way, only the guru can be Bhagavat. Or a pure devotee. No. A Madhyamadikari is a Bhagavat. Someone who goes out, who joined the temple today, and tomorrow he goes out on books, or distributing some prasadam, distributing some, the holy name, Harinam, that person is Bhagavat. Jivan Mukta Savuchate. Even though he's not yet liberated, but because he's on the path of liberation, he's considered to be already liberated. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has entrusted us with this gift of love of Godhead. And believe it or not, these books, they contain love of God. Everything is there. The formula for their freedom. Everybody is looking for freedom. These books are like... even though they don't feel yet love of Godhead, but they're just like maps. You know, when if you're lost, what is the most precious thing that in your possession if you're lost? It's a map. Because with the help of a map, you can get out of that mess, that situation. These books are a map. But not only a map. Even before you achieve the goal, they will give you liberation, and also by reading them, they'll give you affection, attachment, love for Krishna. Not like the treasure map, you know, that like the pirates they've got. They have to achieve the destination to enjoy the treasure. So that's just a piece of paper. But these books, they're both the path for liberation and also the goal of life. It says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, it's actually the ripened fruit of love of Godhead. So therefore, if we won't become fortunate, it would be nice if we can take up the mandate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in whatever little way, we can distribute these fruits. And by doing that, it will give Krishna such a wonderful pleasure. Then he becomes servant of such a person. So we stop here. Today is Ekadasi. There is 1 minute left. I just wanted to say a little. I was having a glance this morning on the Ekadasi book. And there is very interesting. Today, it's as we know, it's a fast from grains. But something very interesting that just by offering obeisances, this is a Papan Kusha Ekadasi. Just by offering obeisances to Lord Vishnu and remembering his meditating for a few seconds on his umbilical cord, because another name of Krishna is Padmanabha, which is the lotus navel Lord. If we offer obeisances to the Lord today, or even remember Him, meditate for a few seconds on the umbilical cord of Vishnu, it will free us from sinful activities that we have performed for millions of lives. And not only that, you become so fortunate that 10 generations of your family and your wife's family, says here, back and forth, they become liberated and they're carried by Garuda on his back home back to Godhead, personally by Garuda. It's all described here. So if you have some, I'm not going to read it to you, but please trust me, he's here. If you if you read it today, there's, you know, the Ekadasi book is available everywhere. And it's interesting. So I meditated this morning a little bit on, of course, if we meditate on the umbilical cord of Shishirada, Gokulananda, of Gokulananda Bhagavan, then it's the same thing. Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. And in this way, you know, the Lord becomes very pleased. And it's more purifying than going in a holy dham and doing all types of yajna for thousands of years, practicing yoga or giving in charity, just by meditating on the umbilical cord of God. It's amazing. Sometimes we glorify his eyes, but even the umbilical cord can grant us liberation. Can see how powerful is the Lord. Thank you very much. So, there's any questions before we wind up the class? Any comment or questions?